Sing this song loud and clear. Sing it with the heart of a breakthrough. Power must change me. Will visit your life.
Okay.
But before you make that confession, there are seven traditional songs I want you to sing. Sing it with fire and with power. If you don't know it, listen to the person singing beside you. Sing it with fire and with power. Make sure everybody's voice is louder than yours.
It's
seven traditional songs. Praising the Lord.
shall stand by you. It is important that you roar like thunder. So in this month, my turnaround breakthrough shall break forth. Can I hear you say that again, Lord? Said, my God shall arise, and my stubborn enemies shall scatter. Said, the light of God shall shine upon my way. Disappointment, frustration, and discouragement shall melt away before me. In the name of Jesus, every move of my enemy this year shall become my promotion. Every move of my enemy this year shall become my promotion. Shall become my promotion. Shall become my promotion. Shall become my promotion. In the name of Jesus, every wave of adversity and tragedy shall be silenced. I decree that in this month there shall be a divine manifestation of situations to favor me. I decree that every troublesome situation shall bow before me. Can you say that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, I decree that every cloud of darkness covering my star shall melt away. In the name of Jesus, whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, I shall recover my stolen treasures. I shall recover my stolen treasures. I shall recover my stolen treasures. In the name of Jesus, every delay and limitation of the past, I bury you now. Shout it loud and clear. Finally, say, every evil bird flying against my destiny, fall down, down. In the name of Jesus, every evil bird flying against my destiny, fall down, down. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree it. For a morning like this, and we thank you for your grace, your power, and your love. Thank you because you're a great God, and you do great things.
Thank
you because of the word of prophecy that has gone forth for this meeting. That anyone that steps on this holy ground today shall have a reference point for signs and wonders. Accept that answer in Jesus' name. In the few minutes we have to spend here now, let any problem that has made the mistake of following anyone here be buried alive. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Before you sit down, I'd like you to be a prophet unto seven persons. Seven persons. Make sure they are seven. Seven is a sign of perfection. Look at somebody straight in the eye. Say, my friend, this year, you will sing your song and dance your dance. In the name of Jesus. Say to several persons. Chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 21. And the short message you are going to have now, and the prayers that I said we have to pray, which is plenty of them, within the limited time we have, is called crushing the seal of darkness. Seal. S-E-A-L. Crushing the seal of darkness. Listen carefully so you know how to direct your own prayers. Crushing the seal of darkness. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 21.
2 Corinthians 1:21.
Now,
yeah.
He which established us with you in Christ.
This is the Christ.
And anointed us is God. Who also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. So there is something in the spirit realm called the seal. In Revelation chapter 7, from verse 1, Revelation chapter 7, from verse 1.
That is a kidney.
And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God.
And
he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to cut the earth and the sea, saying, cut not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I had a number of them which were sealed. And there were 144,000 of all the tribes of children of Israel. And so on and so forth. And verse 9 says, after this, I beheld and lo, a great multitude. A seal is an instrument to authenticate ownership. A seal is a device for closing or securing something. A court can order a place to be sealed up. A seal is an official mark of a company, or a government or an authority. A seal can be a symbol of protection. Like that blood that was put on the doorpost was a seal to secure the children of Israel. In the Bible, you find that the seal is the impression of a signet ring set in a wax. And it guarantees that a document or a jar had not been tampered with, and hence was authentic.
So
in scripture, a seal is used for that which is permanent or eternal. Written in Isaiah 8:16.
So
bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. A seal is used in scripture to denote that which is confirmed by God.
Romans 4:11.
Abraham was circumcised as a seal of righteousness of faith.
The
scripture is seal is something, it sounds of something that is impenetrable to man. Just like you find in Revelation 5. Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? A seal is available, is by inscription, a seal is used to denote something which is available only through revelation. Like
it
said in Daniel 12:9. Said the words of this book are closed up and sealed to the end. A seal is used in scripture to denote that which is appointed by God. In scripture, a seal is something that is approved. To denote something is used to denote something approved by God, as written in John 3:33. In scripture, a seal is used to guarantee business deals. According to Jeremiah 2:9. In scripture, a seal is used to ratify covenants. According to Jeremiah Jeremiah 10:1. In scripture, a seal is used to ensure a property. According to Daniel 9:4. In scripture, a seal is used to protect documents. Just like you find in Revelation
5.
In scripture, a seal is used to lock doors and entrances.
Like you find in Matthew 27:50.
In scripture, a seal is used as a believer's security.
Like
we read in 2 Corinthians 1 just now. And then finally, in scripture, a seal is used to describe the Holy Ghost. Which is a mark of authenticity for a child of God who has been born again. So you can see that the seal is a divine instrument. But then everything that God does, the devil has a counterfeit. Unfortunately, likewise, the devil has a sin. Satanic sins and evil covenants, they go hand in hand. Once that sin is broken, then the covenant is broken. There you are now, as you are. Somebody may look at you and not see anything. But somebody with an occultic eye, he looks at you. He may see fire. He may see blood of Jesus. He may see the mark of heaven on you, which usually you yourself cannot see. It's a sin that the Almighty has put upon you. There are different kinds of seals that the enemy is using now to cause trouble in people's lives. That is what we're here to battle today. I pray at any power putting a seal on your life which is contrary to the seal of the Almighty, I command the powers to be wasted now. Let them be wasted now. In the name of Jesus. There is inborn seal. Some people have been sealed from their mother's womb. The devil will trouble them. Immediately they are born, their problem starts. If they don't look for deliverance, they die in the problem. Such people will crawl from the cradle to an unknown grave. There is Holy Ghost insulation seal. The person will pray for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he will not receive
him.
It's because I say seal on you, I said no. The power of God must not touch this one. If you are that kind of person, you are here today. That sin shall be broken by fire. In the name of Jesus. Three, that is a beauty seal. Beautiful lady. Beautiful woman. Nobody is interested in you. It's an evil sin. You can even be more beautiful than those who are winning Miss Universe, Miss Nigeria, but nobody is just interested. But nobody nobody's interested. It's because as a seed, sealing that beauty from the eyes of men. If there is any lady here like that today, by the power of the God of Elijah, I command that seal to be broken now. Let it be broken now. Let it be broken now. In the name of Jesus. Four. That is a brain seal. Very intelligent. Very creative. But always below. In the class. He answers all the questions correctly. But when the exam comes, the brain is sealed up. Those he touched will pass.
I want to punish it.
It's an evil seal. Bright, talented, intelligent, hardworking, but as a seal. So you can't go. That's why you need to understand that hard work alone does not make for success. Brain work alone does not make for success. Talent alone does not make for success. You still need the intervention of heaven for you to succeed. I pray. Any brain here that has impacted you, whether it belongs to you, it belongs to your children, I command the partner to break now. Let your amen rule like thunder. Let your amen rule like thunder. Now number five. That is employment seal. The person just can't find work to do. Wonderful certificate. Brilliant certificate. Where there is a seal somewhere. Those who are less qualified get jobs. Here is a person who attend an interview. Another has answered all the questions. Overqualified. I met a man like that the other time. I prayed with him with such anger. Such serious anger. The next day he got a job. Because I was so angry in my spirit. This man has a PhD. So he had to go and take his first degree certificate. And that's the one he used to get a job. Somebody with a doctorate degree cannot get a job. They say, you are overqualified, you are overqualified. Now went back to his certificate, he got almost 8 years behind. They now give him a job.
And the
So they make the person become an interview celebrity. I pray. If you are here like that, that sin is broken now. Let your amen rule like thunder. Six. There is academic sin. So you just can't move. Just keep the person at one level. Seven. There is project seal. The person does a project, he abandons it. There is a woman. She joined Mountain of Fire when she was 73 years old. She started building a house for 30 years. And when she joined Mansion of Fire, she still had not completed the house. She wasted dancing away in dancing churches when all he needed is a plain church.
Dancing for 30 years.
At 73, she joined us. Came to the first anointing service at Tafa Balewa Square. And took her anointing
life.
Went to this house that she has been building for 30 years. With anger, she emptied a whole keg of anointing oil inside the land. She was not sleeping. It was not a vision. In the ground where she poured that oil, a white pigeon came out and said, "Get out of here!" And you said, "Let me see the old days. I would have run away. And I would be afraid. And I would
ask him about
it. You must go to
the same thing.
Say, but I don't know who you are. But here,
remember,
I'm now attending Mountain of Fire and Miracle.
Oh, look, now this is how you are going to see me.
So you can't scare me. You are still speaking Yoruba. If you'd like
Yoruba, let's
speak Ijebu, which is my language.
Go say the loom. It is Ijebu.
So, but now I command.
Because this is
you and whoever sent you.
But you are attending Yoruba.
Receive the fire of the God of
Elijah.
Mama was not sleeping.
Yeah, yes, so.
She said she had pia.
Only pia.
I see people were roasting fowl. And the pigeon started to roast. Within 1 month, Mama completed the house. I pray. Everything that has been buried where your project is, to say that you will not complete it, let that thing be roasted now. Let it be roasted now. Says, the arms of Zerubbabel are started to
beat.
His hand also shall finish it. Every good project that you are laying your hands upon, whether the enemy likes it or not, you shall conclude it. You shall finish it. You shall finish it. In the name of Jesus. Number 8, that is land seal. Land seal. No good thing comes out of it. Land seal. Now, that is marriage seal. Marriage seal. Marry the first husband. Marry the second husband. Marry the third husband. Marry the fourth husband. Marry the fifth husband. Marry the sixth husband. Marry the seventh husband. And when she dies, our obituary is written 7 husbands.
It's
a seal. 10.
That
is the padlock seal. The people of darkness use padlock for many, many things. And this is very sad. Many years ago, I was at Yaba bus stop. And one man was selling juju, was selling fetish things at
Yaba.
And he was advertising what he was selling. And he started says,
he
said, if one person's life does not spoil
it, another
person's life will not
be good.
Say so. If you want to spoil people's lives so that you can move ahead, this is where to buy the material. Beloved, and people gathered.
Then
the man said, if you have a wife, and the wife is doing better than you, and she's making a call,
don't
say, if you want that kind of padlock, the padlock is there. It's 2,500 naira. One neatly dressed man said, I want one. That man wants to padlock his wife. I pray.
At
anyone here that is in the prison of any padlock, be released now. Release. In the name of Jesus. There is the property seal.
The video win what?
Number 11.
Gobbledygook.
The property seal.
The video win.
You got the property?
Only or I win it.
And the tenants don't go. Just refuse to pay. When they got to the property and they become poor. Today,
Lord,
if you have a property like that, your deliverance has come.
Nice
market seal. You build a school, people are not coming. You want to sell material, nobody wants to buy. You are selling tire. And people will bypass you, go to the next shop to buy, and you don't know why they are not buying from you. I know a man like that, who was selling things. And there are three of them on the street selling the same thing. He used to have the largest number of customers. All of a sudden, all the customers fizzled out. He began to go to the other shops. He will sit down for a whole day, he will sell nothing. After some time, he went to debt. One day, he now stood at the front of his shop. And he saw one of his very good customers going into the opposite shop. He ran after him and said, excuse me, sir. He used to shop here. Why have you stopped coming? The customer said, sir, something just said, don't enter.
Oh, God, 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 God.
I pray.
Oh, God, God.
Whatever business has been seen by darkness, let those businesses be released now. By the power of the God of Elijah. In the name of Jesus. There is developmental sin. The person starts a thing, but it does not develop. Have anyone here today? And has any organ in your body seen up? Receive it back now. In the name of Jesus. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Something is happening to somebody
out
there. Receive it back. It is a command. In the name of Jesus. number 18. And this is the worst of all. There can be a seal on your heavens. The Bible says, thy heaven, which is over thy head. Unto every man or woman, an airspace has been allocated in the heavens. It can be seen by the enemy. That heaven can be closed, it can become brass. And once a person is suffering from seals, there will be profit failure, abandonment, rejection, customer famine, unexplainable hatred, difficulty in living a satanic bus stop, stagnancy and limitation, backwardness, having a dry fountain, stubborn resistance to your moving forward. Once the person is under a seal, how do you crush a seal? Number one, surrender your life to Jesus. Number two, soak yourself in the word of God. Become a Bible addict. Good enough that there are so many facilities for you to listen, to make this, to read the book. For example, the Battle Cry Ministry has put together all Wednesday messages on one MP3, all Sunday messages MP3, all Power Messengers messages MP3, all youth messages MP3. It's available. So you can listen and listen and listen and let these words be getting into your spirit. Your Bible becomes your companion, and you become a Bible addict. The third thing you should do is to challenge the seal. That's why we're here. Challenge the seal. The fourth thing to do, break the seal and possess your possession. And that's what we're going to do in the next few minutes. Jesus is here, and his power is in this place. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet now. Eyes up on your feet. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here this morning, you are not born again.
Oh, is it to be?
You have not surrendered your life to Jesus.
Oh, if you are here, even Jesus.
Don't waste time. Run quickly to either the altar here at the front or the two altars at the back. So that all these things will be broken from your life. Find a way quickly to either of the altars. Those of you at the front, I congratulate you. Those of you at the altars, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Close your eyes. Bow down your heads. Say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus,
yes,
come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for these children
who
have taken this important decision. I decree that it shall be well with you. The Lord will keep you standing by his power. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Today, that has surrendered our life to Jesus, let every seal of darkness be scattered. In Jesus' name we pray.
Oruko Jesu agbadura yi.
This service will end in a few minutes.
A oni gbe pari isin yin bayi.
And I want you to take the next few minutes very seriously.
O ti fẹ ka ka awọn iṣẹju to ku yi si.
This is the wrong time to go away.
Iṣeru akoko yi leyan lo le.
This is the time to pray off any sin.
Akoko re lati gbadura ki gbogbo edidi o ja.
That the enemy may be putting your way.
Eti ota ti le gbe ka ona re.
Pray this prayer with fire and with thunder.
Gbadura yi pẹlu ina ati ara.
Pray these prayers with the spirit of enough is enough.
Gbadura yi pẹlu ẹni o to fe.
Pray these prayers like a mad prophet.
Gbadura yi ni woli to sinwi.
Pray this prayer with the spirit of as from the days of John the Baptist and now.
Gbadura yi pẹlu ẹni lati gbajọ John the Baptist titọ bi di.
The kingdom of heaven suffered violence.
Ijọba Olorun ife agbara wo.
And the violent ticket in
Christ. Awọn agbara ti fi ipa gba.
Sisters, if you are here, can I hear you shout hallelujah? Let all the sisters who want victory shout this loud and clear. Invisible hands.
And your wife
troubling my star. Receive the fire of the God of Elijah. Can I hear the sister shouting this loud and clear? When you say that once, sisters, you will now say, roast.
Roast.
You can't convert the roast to machine gun
prayer.
Brothers, can I hear you shouting that loud and clear? Invisible hands
are
troubling my star. Receive the fire of the God of Elijah. After that, this roast. Convert to machine gun. Everybody, are you ready now? Open your mouth and shout. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Rust the invisible hands.
That was the wrong way, you know.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord God, Jesus.
That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah,
wonderful.
Oh, yeah, lady.
Like someone here.
And you can't believe
you were shot in the dream.
What you brought for Lord,
and the affliction has been on your body.
You can't do a muscle alive.
Right there, when you had the power of God is coming upon you. And those bullets are going back to the sinners. I somebody over there.
And you can't belong.
Your marriage is being troubled by witchcraft of your in-laws. The major chairman of the witchcraft meeting. If they do not hands off your case. By the time we say the final amen here, after the grace, that sinner which will fall down and die. Somebody's here too. Somebody has been sending strange anonymous letters to you, or they have been sending you strange, fearful text messages.
What do you fear? One letter, did you see? Oh, because it's your bad one call, or sorry, and rather better, or not talk about that.
Those agents have been disgraced now. Everybody will shout us with boiling anger.
Lack of our feet, you don't know with that.
Sin of darkness! receives. Reconstruction going on in somebody's bone. You are hearing sound cracking. There's an evil sound that has been in somebody's womb. That evil noise has been silenced. That bone is being rearranged. That's right. You came here, you cannot breathe properly. You are receiving new lungs now. That's right. That fainting spirit that has been troubling your life, something is walking out of you right there. That's right. That power holding tight your leg that they are calling pressure stroke. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And that yoke is broken now. Thank you, Jesus. Something is happening over there. Something is being taken out. Small stones from a woman's womb. It's dropping off. It's dropping off. That's what has been hindering you. That's right. You can feel it moving about now. There is a volcanic eruption in your womb to throw out this evil plantation. That's right. The stone of darkness in the eyes have been shaken out. Thank Jesus. That person over there, you are the only child left from your parents. The rest have been demolished by eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. Unfortunately, they are still pursuing you. You have now been released.
This is what you can do.
From the grip of the spirit of death on
earth.
Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit has been impressing on somebody here that you should change your name.
Your
slow motion in changing that name has slowed down your destiny.
Better go and do so now.
Thank you, Jesus. To every power sitting on my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord God, Jesus, Abadura.
Father, I pray right now.
Baba, Abadura, this is it.
Any infirmity here in the head, in the eyes, in the body, any evil sin that is sitting up anybody's head, I command them to depart now. In the name of Jesus, that which you were not able to do before, begin to do so now. Every plantation in the breast, in the womb, in the reproductive organ, be melted away by the fire of the God of Elijah. In the name of Jesus. Check your body now. Check it very well. Check it well. If you are that person here, you came here with an infirmity which you can confirm. Right now, the infirmity just disappeared. I don't want the enemy to put the infirmity back. Find a way to the altar here. I didn't say come out if you want prayers. No, no, no. Have checked your body. And you have been healed. Find a way to this altar. If you come out and you are coming for prayer, they will send you back to your seat. But those who have, you've checked your body now, came with an infirmity. And the infirmity has now jumped out. Something is happening over there. That's right. You have lost a very good job. But the last time I should tell you that within 10 days, a dumbfounding miraculous door will be open to you. That's right. That person with the purple object moving around the body, the purple object has been shaking off your body now. Let somebody shout this loud and clear. Every stone placed on my moving forward. Hey. I said, sister, that needs to pray this prayer. Can I hear you shouting this loud? I see somebody needs to shout. Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Backfire! 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 To me at the front here. And let your amen be dynamic as I pray on that hand. Father, in the name of Jesus. This hand that I've been stretched forth, let it become the hand of fire. The hand of power. The hand of glory. The hand of strength. The hand of fire. Let this hand carry the miracle power of God. When you lay these hands, let evil seeds be broken. Let them 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 be broken. In the name of Jesus. Now lay that hand on your head.
This is a
and keep quiet. Because as you lay it on your head, the electric current of the Almighty will flow through your body, through your soul, through your spirit. And as that electric current is flowing through, any sin of darkness will be disgraced. And they come out of their hiding place. One. Eight, 31, 32, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. Look at what is happening over there. Yes, the sin that does not want you to marry. It's broken, it's broken, it's broken. Something is happening over there.
Oh, punishment anywhere.
Service loud and clear. Opportunities about us. Can you shout it loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the signs and wonders you've done here this morning. Let your seal build upon these miracles. Affliction will never rise again. In the name of Jesus. Beginning from now, any Goliath seal posted against your destiny, I command you to fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Stretch your prayer letter towards this altar now. Stretch it towards this altar now. Father, we thank you for this prayer letter. We know you can read the letter. We know you can read our hearts. Elijah said, the God that answered my fire, let it be God. Father, everything written in these prayer letters, and the one written in our hearts, answer my fire! In the name of Jesus, answer my fire! It is written that you know the hills will raise up your head. From there comes your hand. Here comes the Lord who made up his hand. Will suffer your feet to be moved. Pray that keep at you in last number. That keep at you stretch in last number. The Lord shall keep your moving and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. And there shall any plague move near your hand. This month shall be a month of breakthroughs for you. The Lord will embalance you with mighty blessings. You shall have unusual victory. You shall have your victory after. And those who are watching us online, the Lord will bless you mightily too. And will make his face to shine upon you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's share the grace and fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
That's chapter 21, Jericho destroying, hallelujah.